So today's lesson will actually be kind of short because this is a very easy recipe. It is also a vegetarian recipe, could be made vegan quite easily. It is black bean and corn quesadillas, and you could make it vegan by leaving out the butter and using like a cooking spray or an oil instead, and leaving out the cheese or substituting vegan cheese. So if you have one of those girls who's, a vegan, or you are yourself, then you could easily make it vegan too. So I put out the ingredients and took a picture. Of course, they're also in the post, in the text of the post. But I will say that I forgot to put out the red pepper flakes, because I just toss as much as I want in it. It's another one that can be kind of tweaked to your liking. You just want to make sure there's more black beans than corn. So I usually use like 2.5 cups of black beans. I actually use dried black beans. The trick with dried black beans, if you decide to use those, is that you have to soak them overnight. Now, most beans you can soak overnight and then use. No, not with black beans. You have to soak them overnight and then you have to cook them. And you have to cook them until they're the right consistency. So I recommend if you are a new cook to buy canned black beans instead. If you like more beans or you want more leftovers, feel free to get like 2 cans or use a can and a half and use the other half for something else. But yeah, so you toss the olive oil in the pan and then you add the finely chopped onion. And you'll notice that in my picture, I have more than 3 tablespoons of chopped onion and it's not very finely chopped. Now, that's because we here at a household, in our household, like onion and we don't like small onion. So I just kind of roughly chop it. You can finely chop it, you can measure out 3 tablespoons. I did it's like a medium onion. You can just get a small onion and use that. I don't find that once it's cooked, it adds like an overwhelming flavor, but we like onion. So you cook that and you kind of cook it on medium heat and keep kind of stirring it. And you want to watch for the onion to kind of get clearer. Not like you can see through it, but like it's not as solid anymore in color. Once it's nice and clear, then it's softened and you add in the beans. You want to make sure to rinse the black beans from a can and whole corn. The corn you can drain, I rinse it too because it also has a lot of salt. You add the corn as well, kind of stir that up, and then I add the brown sugar and the salsa and the red pepper flakes. It's a 1/4 teaspoon of red pepper flakes. If you like it spicy, I'd up that to a half to full teaspoon of red pepper flakes. I'd probably start at a half and see how you like it. You can always add them after the fact. And you kind of cook that together for about 3 minutes. You mainly just want to heat it. You don't really have to cook the black beans and the corn. You just want to make sure they're heated through. You can also add more salsa to it for spice as well. But it starts to get kind of liquidy. So I'd recommend sticking to 1/4 cup of salsa and just adding more red pepper flakes if you want the heat. You can also toss in like chopped jalapenos or that type of thing if you really like it spicy. But we stick with the red pepper flakes. The mix is a very good flavor. So once that's done, it can actually be tossed in the fridge. You can use it later on throughout the week whenever you want to make the quesadillas. Now, I believe most people actually like spread out the quesadilla and then you have to like flip the whole thing. So what I do is I get the medium tortillas, and I butter them on both sides. You can also toss the butter on the pan, but I think it works better if you butter the actual tortilla. Then you lay the tortilla flat on the skillet. I'll have pictures of all this too. And then on one half of it, you put the cheese, as much cheese as you'd like, and then as much filling as you'd like, but you want to make sure not to overfill it. And you keep checking the bottom of the tortilla to make sure it gets golden brown. Now, I'm actually not doing this as I talk. My kids were home most of the week, so but I will have pictures to go along with this. So you make sure the tortilla is kind of like a golden brown, and I'll show you the color. And then you fold the top over onto the other half. Then you have half a quesadilla, but you don't have to flip it. And that's my little tip on, because trying to flip an entire quesadilla is extremely hard. Shit falls out, you spill your filling, and this way you can make two halves and it's still a whole and it's less messy. I eat them with sour cream. My husband eats them with salsa. My kids look at them and turn up their nose and walk the other way. So you can put avocados on it. You could add guacamole. You can top it with whatever you would like to top your quesadilla with. It makes a very quick meal, especially if you make up the fillings and you just stick it in the fridge in a container. You can do a double batch if you have, you know, more people in your house. If there's only one of you, one batch should last you through, depending on how many you eat, through quite a few meals. So when it's usually just my husband and I eating them, it lasts us at least 3 to 4 meals with one batch. So, and we eat between the halves that I make, like I'll eat one half and he'll eat like two, or I'll eat one and a half of a halves, which sounds kind of funny. 3/4 of a quesadilla, I guess, is more accurate. But I find that they're extremely filling. The black beans actually do fill you up quite nicely. You could add other things to it if you choose to. You could use, you could actually even add meat if you're a strict, like, I have to have my meat type person. You could cook up some chicken and toss that in there, or some chorizo would be good as well. I find they're great as is. I really do. I was surprised that I really liked this dish, but it's become a staple in this household, especially when I have a busy week coming up. Because I can just toss it in the fridge and we can make quesadillas anytime we want. So I find it a very easy recipe. And I think that the new cooks out there will find it very easy to do. As for the brown sugar, I don't think it's necessary. I've had it without it when I didn't have brown sugar, and I've had it with. It just cuts a little bit of the acidity from the salsa, but it's totally up to you. I add it when I have it. When I don't sweat it. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. So anything else you want to have on hand to add to your quesadilla is good. We cut ours with our forks, or if you want to be fancy and cut them into like bite-sized pieces, you can do it with a pizza cutter or a good sharp knife. I think you can just eat it with a fork. It's not really a quesadilla that's easily picked up because of all the fillings. There's a lot of filling in the quesadilla. So because it's black beans and corn and not just meat and cheese or just cheese. So, but yeah, it's very easy, very yummy. I highly recommend it, and I hope you guys enjoy. Any questions, feel free to post them in the comments or PM me. Always open to suggestions or thoughts. If you guys want more desserts or more dinners or whatever, please tell me, because I'm doing this all for you. I just cook. So anyway, I hope that you enjoy it, and feel free to send me pictures of your attempts, or your successes or your failures. Hell, I don't think this one's really easy to fail on, but I love to see pictures. I love to hear comments. I love to hear you go, I made it. So please let me know. And Jay Wild out.